It might get upset.
Rangers.
Yes. It all comes down.
I could not pass up this opportunity. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Pineapple pan.
Just for fun with the fellas. Chris.
Hi.
He has a bad shoulder. Kyle.
Hi. Mm-hmm.
He has a peanut allergy. Drew.
He's tall.
Thank you.
It's like 7'4".
Yeah, close enough.
You guys ever gotten an MRI before?
No.
No, I've had a CAT scan, not an MRI. And an X-ray.
Is the CAT scan kind of the same where they put you in the tube?
Yeah, I got put into a tube. Just my head got put into a tube, though.
Oh, dude, my whole body was put in the tube. It was like aliens abducted me.
like if Drew grabbed me.
Like Drew abducted me. Basically, yeah. But
what they do.
Well, dude, when I got there.
Walk me through it.
Two check-in windows, right? Mm-hmm. Go to the check-in window on the left. I say my name and all this, and I already answered online like all the questions and everything. I filled out the form and submitted them that way. Mm-hmm. So she goes, "You're all set with me. However, you have to go to this other check-in window to check in. You can't just do it on the computer, dude. They've been adding steps this whole time.
Yeah,
they add steps everywhere.
It's like a step ladder.
So I go over to this guy. His name's Richard. He's very, very nice. He has the longest nails that I've ever seen, and they're crazy long. And he told me I had beautiful handwriting, so shout out Richard.
That's cool.
Yeah. Could have been hitting on me. Not sure. I check in, and then I'm sitting in the waiting room. I got there early already because I wasn't sure about, like, where the place was. I'd never been there before, so I got there early already. I knew I would have to wait. Uh-huh. So I'm in the waiting room. Don't you just hate it when people in the waiting room play their reels and their TikToks full volume?
I don't know. Sometimes I like
it. No, you're a dick then.
No, I don't do it.
I like watching the little TV that's up in the corner. From
that's
six
what I was doing.
Yeah.
The little TV.
It's always on the random channel.
Yeah.
I know. And then the Asian, he sits down next to me and just through the reels. Anyway. Honestly, I was there for like 3.5 hours, not in the waiting room, like the whole thing, probably 3.5 hours, only because, like, they brought me to different waiting stations.
Hmm.
So they brought me to change into that, like, gown and everything, cool. And then I was waiting forever, and then they brought me into another room where they injected things into my shoulder, and then they brought me into another place to wait, and then they brought me into another place to wait, and then they brought me in for the actual MRI. And then when I was in there, they put you, it's kind of loud, so they give you the earplugs, and then they give you headphones to go over the earplugs. Mm. Would you like to listen to music? Sure. Country music, please. That'd be great. Awesome. And then she starts playing the music, which I barely can hear it already, but then all of a sudden,
song?
I couldn't tell the song. Oh. It was some new bull crap. I didn't know. I should have said classic country. Outlaw country only.
Yeah. I'm a real country boy.
Outlaw country only. That's what I should have said.
But I'm a real boy.
Then all of a sudden, it's like an army helicopter tried to land on my freaking head. That's the noise for probably about 30 minutes. Eventually, I fell asleep. So.
Wow.
But. Yeah, it was.
Is that what you listened to fall asleep?
Couldn't even. Yeah.
Army helicopter falling?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, it's just you're sitting there for so long, you have to stay completely still. So eventually, I was just like, I'm going to close my eyes, get some rest. But I couldn't believe how long it took. I was there for almost 4 hours. Mm. It was wild.
I was there for almost 5 hours.
For yours?
No, I didn't have one.
Oh.
You keep going up every time you say, I was there for. Started at 3.
3:30, 4:30
Dude, he's been there for 12
Skipped
hours.
Dude, I had to sleep over.
He's still there. I don't know what's happening.
It sucked. Anyway, yeah, MRI, crazy. I didn't think I would see an old man's underwear either. That was not on my list.
That was part of it?
That. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Did the doctor show you his underwear?
Yeah. Huh. No, it was, you know how the gowns, they, like, the hospital things, they tie in the back. He refused to tie his, and you have to be in just your underwear. And so he just walks by me as I'm in one of the waiting areas, and it's just his butt's just out, dude. Like, crack kills, my man. Yeah. Gross.
I have a riddle for you.
Great.
It's a long one.
Oh, no. Can I write things down during it?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'm going to take notes here.
Do you want to take notes, too?
Nah, I'm going to interrupt you.
Yeah, watch it.
All right, go ahead.
I am a
You need to do the intro. Do it, Drew.
Riddle me this.
Thank you.
I am a fruit.
He's so sick of doing that.
Well, no, no, I had you do it. You do the and then. I am a fruit. Okay.
Oh.
I am a fruit.
Yes.
But also a shape. If you had two of me, I... You're just writing everything I say down.
Not everything, just the important stuff.
I wish you wrote that part down.
Shape,
are you writing
me.
Everything you said?
Okay, I'll start at the top. I am a fruit, but also a shape. If you had two of me, I would sound just the same. If you arrange my letters, it could be a crime. Add me to a montage, and I would become a different fruit. Remove my head, and you could still listen. Take away the end, and I can still be eaten without a piece of center. I am still a word. Take away all the middle, and I am an acronym. What am I?
I don't know. I stopped listening pretty far in there.
You don't know it?
No, I don't know it.
You know
what?
It?
I was.
I feel like I know it.
Orange. I don't know.
Orange?
Oh.
Is it pear?
Fruit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pear.
Oh.
Idiot.
That's pretty good. Also, stupid riddle.
Dude, you wrote every down, all of them down?
I wrote fruit, also shape. Two of me sounds the same.
That should have given you the...
Arrange letters. Could be crime. Montage different fruit. No head.
What?
I stopped writing after that. I kind of spaced out after
How
that part.
How could it rearrange to be crime?
A crime.
I don't...
A pair's a crime?
No.
Oh.
So if you're...
Oh!
This is different.
Oh, no! No, Drew. No!
I didn't come up with the riddle. I'm just on a website here.
No, Drew, no.
I'm confused. Do you mean you could rearrange the letters
to make it spell a crime?
Yeah. You know what really sucks? Is my brain went to pear as soon as you said that, and now I'm realizing it doesn't spell crime at all.
Not the word crime. It's a crime.
Oh,
pear is a crime.
Get it.
No.
No, no, no. They rearrange those to make something that you would be charged for as a crime.
Maybe start with the letter R.
Oh,
oh, oh, whoa, don't say it. Don't say it, man. Whoa.
Wow.
That's, whoa, don't
that's
say
messed
it.
Up.
I have another one.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
This one's shorter.
Oh, let's is hear. It?
What has you stop on green and go on red?
Stoplight.
Stoplight on opposite day.
No. Stop on green, go on red.
Grass. Green.
No. No. No red. Where's the red?
Ran over a snake the other day with the lawnmower.
There's the red.
Found the red.
Oh, no.
Dude, it sucks because he was chopped in half, but his head half was still moving around. So he was, and he was alive, too, and he was just like
that's
doing snake things, you know?
Doing snake things.
Just trying to do snake things.
As one does.
Just shoveling them into the woods, you know? So a snake in the grass.
No.
Okay.
How can you start on
stop on
green?
Stop on green. Is this like Monopoly?
No.
I was just thinking that.
Pass go.
Yeah.
Collect 200.
Do not pass go. Do not collect 200.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
Parks and Rec. I don't know.
Can we get a hint, or is that going to give it away?
It's another fruit.
Is it a pear?
No. Huh?
Apple?
No.
It's a
pineapple pen.
Is it pineapple?
No.
Oh.
Where's the red?
I don't know. Maybe you have bloody gums and you chew into it. Pineapples are pretty
freaking
spicy.
Stop on green and go on a tomato?
No.
Oh, kiwi?
No. Where's the red?
Maybe the pitch red.
Doesn't get the red. Have you seen a kiwi?
Just saying green things.
Maybe the pitch red.
No. There's no pits in
avocado.
You were thinking of an avocado.
No.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Nah, stupid.
Not an avocado.
Stupid. Nah, stop.
No red there.
Damn it.
Go on red. Go on red.
Apple, right? No. He said
it's
that.
Not an apple.
And it's a fruit. I was a fruit.
Cherry.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Banana.
Nope. There's no red.
Going through the fruits here, man.
Yeah, go for it.
Is it a fruit I've eaten in the past 2 days?
I don't know what you've eaten in the
you
past 2 days.
No fruit.
No, it's not then.
I had a good apple yesterday.
You did?
It's not an apple, guys. Move away from apple.
It's a Macintosh apple. Picked straight from the farm. Grandfather
really?
Brought it over here.
Nice.
Yeah. Apple season.
Apple season, yeah.
Apple picking season.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Except I can't do the climbing.
Is it
trees
apple?
Part.
No, it's not that.
Granny Smith apple?
No.
Pumpkin?
Nope. Pumpkin!
Pumpkin! Apple?
I was going to go to say no to that. Like, it was the first time you said it, too.
Is it good?
It's good.
Cucumber.
Pineapple pan.
No.
Beefsteak tomato.
No, not that.
Sweet 100 tomato.
No, it's not a tomato, guys.
Okay. Apple.
Cherry tomato.
Actually, it is. Sweet 100 is a cherry tomato.
Oh, my fault. Sorry. Yeah. Don't
get
know my
tomatoes right.
Swear jar.
We should start it.
Just during podcast
broke.
Hours.
Oh, my God. I couldn't do
just
it.
Just during the podcast. The rest of the time is
I would bait him. I would just keep saying stuff.
Just rage mad. Beat him.
You bitch.
Bang.
That's damn it. Is damn it a swear?
I always,
when you say it, yes.
I always depends no. on if we start the jar or not. But I feel like if... Like, growing up and being younger, like, I always thought it was a swear, but then my sister was like, well, beavers build dams.
It's like, you know what?
So I'm
good
just
point.
Saying a beaver and
damn. Good damn it point.
What's the answer to the riddle?
Yeah.
A watermelon.
Oh.
How did we not think of that? My God.
Why would you stop at red, though? Oh, you go at red. Stop at green. Sorry. I was thinking of the opposite.
Wow. I thought, like, tomato, because...
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
You stop on the green, you wait till it's red. When it's red, you pick it.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't even thinking it that way. I was
just naming fruits, man.
No, the tomato had green leaves.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Start at that spot. Yeah. Then...
yeah. Avocados.
Yeah, no, I mean, kiwi has no red in it.
like some guacamole.
Oh. Yeah.
Chips and guac.
Guac is good.
Awesome.
I mean, it's so simple, yet so good.
I think it's an underrated appetizer.
I think it's super underrated. I mean,
and you know, I never really...
It's underrated because they make you pay extra for the guac.
I never really had it.
Guac's always an arm and a leg.
Until I was with Maggie, and then, like, we, you know, it's like snack at the beach kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's getting dangerous.
And if you get it from the store, like, it's pretty cheap. Like, it's not like, if you were going to the beach and you're going, you know, you walk into the grocery store, you get your swim
Shaw's
trucks
action
on.
Up in Gloucester.
You're all excited.
Up in Gloucester.
Gloucester.
You say, hey, what should I have at the beach? You know what?
Take it easy, man.
No, sitting up.
What makes me feel happy at the beach? And I see guacamole. I'm like,
I would have went with ice cream, but yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I know. Good snack. Also, popcorn's a go-to there.
Ooh,
but
potato chips.
Yeah, smart food. I'm a big smart food on the beach kind of guy.
Oh.
Smart food's good. Yeah. It's just there's not enough napkins around for me to get, because it gets
sticky.
You
just go in the water.
Yeah, you know? That's true. Or you just get right in the sand.
Do you ever feed the seagulls?
No.
No.
Never?
Because then they don't go away.
What about when you're leaving?
No.
Because then they don't go away. They stay.
Piss everyone else off. You don't tell me you do that.
I've fed a couple seagulls in my time.
Well, my God.
On the beach?
Absolutely.
Every single time?
He's the person that I don't like. Definitely every time.
No,
he's the person I hate at the beach. You know what else? Because you feed the seagulls and attract them to you and everybody else on the beach, you probably sit right next to people on the beach, like right up close to them.
No.
Piss them right off. Big open beach, and Kyle goes, you know what? The sun's probably going to hit me best right here. I'm going to sit right next to this person.
Underneath their umbrella.
Yeah, underneath the umbrella.
What's great is we've been to the beach together.
Yeah, I know, but that pissed me off.
And have I fed the seagulls whenever we went?
I don't think
no,
so.
So it's not every time.
Yeah, he's too embarrassed. He doesn't want to do it in front of us. That's what it is.
He knows Telly's going to yell at him.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
No, I don't do it every time.
Damn you. Can't do it ever.
Whenever I was younger, I used to like sneak him a chip. And I was like, that's when I learned. I was like, oh no.
Don't tell my mom.
I fed two of them, and then they just all flock, and it's like...
Yeah, that's what happened.
It's like, oh, no. What did
I
do?
I'd like to slather Drew in peanut butter and just leave him there.
There's no way they would eat peanut butter.
Well, maybe...
That's too much.
Put peanut butter on him and then stick things on the peanut butter. Make him work for it a little bit. Stick, like, popcorn all over
You ever
body.
Seen people catching a seagull?
Dude... Imagine a seagull taking popcorn out of your belly button.
No, thank you. That won't happen.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, it would be.
What if they miss? What if they miss?
I don't know. I feel like they're so coordinated.
At work, there's a few chickens that are pretty mean, so when you go to collect the eggs and you stick your hand under there, they just... It kind of hurts, actually.
I mean, they're
stop. Pecking. This is why I moved over there last week.
They're pecking.
Yeah, and they peck you. It's kind of annoying.
Stop! Over here.
I don't like this game.
For our audio listeners, or total two audio listeners, Drew keeps touching Chris's arm.
Mm-hmm.
You can't prove it was me.
And you probably can't even see in the video
because
it's behind the...
It is. It's underneath everything.
Underneath.
I'm strategic.
I keep my hands up here and my arms up here.
Yeah, no elbows on the table.
Elbows up.
This is my chair.
I hate you so much.
This is my chair.
Right
Don't
now.
Touch my chair.
Oh, you can switch God. If you want.
Oh, my God.
You can switch
that'd
sides.
Take too much time. It's because he set it up this week, and he put me over here last
I
week.
I set it up last
he
week,
likes
too.
You.
Yeah, but I moved it because I remembered.
He likes hanging with you over there.
Just so he can touch me inappropriately.
So, I have a thing.
Okay.
I went... You're going to make fun of me, but I went candle shopping with my mom on Friday. So I went candle shopping with my mom
in.
On Friday.
Oh, my God.
Huge sale. Just wait.
Huge sale. He's like,
just wait.
I'm laughing at Chris, God.
He's like, look, he's like,
no,
you guys might make fun of me. Like, I went candle shopping with my mom, and there's this huge sale.
Me and
wait.
Mommy.
Me and mom, and you know what the coolest thing was? Oh, I found coupons.
I didn't even need them. Everything was 40% off.
Did you get any good candles?
I wore my pink shorts.
Did you get any other ones?
Yeah, a whole stack. They're upstairs, but
Oh, these are the wickless, right?
Yeah.
You just melt them?
Usually I go on there.
What do we got here?
There's one inside
Coconut
the...
Coconut Beach?
It smells like suntan lotion. It's fantastic. That's the white one over there.
Yeah.
That's one? That one smells good.
Yeah.
What is it?
Then there's one in the...
It smells like a...
Grab the one inside of it. Ooh. It's not hot.
Inside that?
Inside that.
Drew's got the long arms.
Okay, you need to smell
that. That one's good for Christmas.
Okay. This one's good for Christmas?
Yeah.
What is this?
That's like Christmas night.
London Christmas tea?
I didn't smell this
one. I put it back how I found it.
Right, I'll cover this for you, Kyle.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's this coconut
pee. I like that black one, though.
Yeah, it's a good scent. Smell that one.
I picked out my purple candles.
I'd say that's more of a periwinkle.
What the hell?
I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know.
What do you think?
I can't really smell anything.
Yeah, I got a little nose thing going on right now. I can't smell much.
Here you go, periwinkle. Tell me what it smells like.
Yeah, what does it smell like?
It
smells good.
What's the one?
I mean,
over
I don't know.
What's the one over there?
Can you smell it right now?
I can't smell it.
I can't, but I could smell it when we came in.
What do you think of it?
How much did you pay for all these candles?
Yeah, that's a real question.
Well, I paid nothing. My mom bought them.
How much did your mom pay for these?
Do you want before or after sale?
Both.
Okay. Before sale, $214.
Oh my god.
After sale?
$214 for candles?
Just wait.
No, there's a sale.
$110.
$110 on candles?
Yes.
It's the factory's like, I could not pass up this opportunity. He's like, I just could not let it go by. Everything was on sale.
It was just for this weekend, dude.
Everything was on sale.
But anyway.
You didn't let us know?
I just had to splurge.
I told Alyssa.
Didn't think of telling me.
Oh my God. I knew this was going to be your reaction. So I go, might as well save it for the podcast.
One day my brother came home with a candle.
I'm not done with my story. Save it. All right. But it smells good in here, doesn't it?
It smells like normal.
Can't smell much.
Well, you kind of like adaptivize. You adaptivize it.
I'll grab it.
What the hell is going on?
You adaptivize it.
You avaptidize it.
Yeah, just bring over this hot candle.
Yeah. Don't drop that.
Pour the wax on Chris. He'll love it.
My God.
Turn him on.
I don't know what it smells like. It smells like a candle. I don't know. I hate that store, though. I hate that store.
Yankee?
Yeah, I go in there. There's just too many scents in there. I'm just, ugh.
I had to sell.
Get out of there. I hate it in there, man.
But anyway, so upstairs we got a coffee candle. It smells delicious.
Like coffee?
I'll show you after, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a waft after.
Yeah, but it's absolutely fantastic.
You gotta waft it to be safe.
Exactly.
Have you never been in lab before? You have to waft.
Exactly. But God. So you...
Don't go straight. Don't stick your nose in it.
Yeah.
Chemicals. So we get these like delicious candles.
Delicious? You taste them?
I light it. No, Chloe tried and she like laid right down. It was weird.
She died.
But
she's like, hell no.
That one's coffee...
dog's more straight than
biscotti cookies and vanilla.
That's exactly what I got. Mm.
Exactly. You'll get there. You'll get there.
Cookies, yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh.
Mm.
But it's very sweet, very good. Right. Smells like chocolate almost. Like, it just puts you in the mood of chocolate, and I just don't get why it does that. That's my story, but...
I also got these three chocolate bars. No.
And I brought enough for the class.
Didn't tell
that
us
was a very
about...
anticlimactic story, but I just thought it was crazy that we can have
that
a candle.
You went candle shopping with your mom and bought way more than any man should ever buy.
You should see the stack upstairs.
Are they things?
Yeah, it's like
the little ones.
It's a stack.
Hey,
stacked up.
There's a sale, man. You gotta bulk up.
We bulked.
Can you get candles at like
I'm bulking.
Costco
I gotta eat that.
No, only Yankee Candle.
Yeah, it's the only place candles exist.
I had to sell Yankee candles in middle school. I had to go door to door.
I sold the chocolate bars.
Sell candles
way better than candles.
We sold magazines for a long time. And then like
I
in
did
eighth
magazines
grade,
for
in eighth grade we did
magazines.
Candles. I got a great candle and I used it all. It's very sad. They don't make it anymore.
What flavor was it?
Flavor.
Winter spruce.
It's Good flavor, yeah.
It's good, yeah. It tasted good real flavor. Good.
What do you call that?
Scent. You dummy.
You call it a scent?
Yes.
All right, you got a point.
Yeah. Just a little, yeah, just a little one. Yeah.
Give Kyle a ding.
You don't eat them?
Dude, no, it tastes dude, awesome.
And I mean, it sounds you, like a fireplace.
You did bite I did. I do like wax, that. It's so, popping.
Yeah.
Was, what's the difference with candle wax, you know?
It doesn't taste like how it smells.
It's so gross. Did you chew it when you bit it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, oh, the
stuck
Howie's?
In your teeth, yeah, man.
Got stuck.
Oh.
Did you swallow it? Or
did you throw up?
No.
Of course you threw up.
Well, that's a different problem.
Well, unrelated.
Good unrelated. Point. These two don't connect. Nah, I didn't swallow it. I spit it out.
Spitters are quitters, man. You
I think I made
that.
Everyone think that I swallowed it, but...
That's funnier, though.
Larry, like, ate the whole thing. Yes. I was like, dude, he took, like, what half in the world?
He bought, like, the bite-sized ones. It was just popping them like candy.
Like, dude, you realize you're not supposed to swallow.
Or bite them at all.
Yeah.
That's so, yeah. Crazy. Ah, hazing at its best.
He was a senior.
Oh, yeah.
He was the one that was
he
supposed
was
to be
supposed to be hazing.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow it got, like...
Somehow the freshman bullied him into that
miscommunicated
one. I don't know how that happened.
He's trying to be cool.
Man, got miscommunicated to him.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, my brother came home one day with a candle just sitting on the desk. I was like, this can't happen.
So you're not a candle guy.
This can't happen.
I'm in the Wild Wild West. We don't have candles.
I got a real country ball.
No.
I almost got...
What you, that's what you did.
You went like this. That's what you just did.
You did it.
I didn't do it.
Yes, you did.
Roll back the tape.
Check the tape. Yeah, check back the tape. He did it, so I did it.
I don't know.
I almost got Tenley a candle.
Oh, she would have hated it.
Yeah, oh. I know. It was called Fireplace.
Oh,
I smelled
man.
It. It smelled like straight smoke. Like straight what your clothes smell like whenever you come in from a fire. I'm like,
dude, that's
in.
The best
I'm
smell.
Like, wow.
I'm surprised you didn't get that just for you.
I don't know. I don't
dude,
know.
if I came into the room like this, so.
Well, no, it's like a...
I don't know. Man.
It's a, I don't know. I think it's just like a smell you don't like. You don't want it inside your room. You don't want it in your safe place. That's why I have like six different candles.
Kyle, you are a big like hand talker.
Well, yeah, you know. Yeah.
I like talking with
him. You keep doing the same emote.
Yeah, so I like
He just pulls out a sock. So I have something I need to tell you.
For a while, I made puppets, and I thought that I was going to become a professional puppeteer and work on Sesame Street.
Ventriloquist? Oh, not
no.
A puppeteer.
My puppet sits
not
in,
a ventriloquist.
In the closet. And sometimes I think it's going to come alive.
You have a puppet?
I do.
You should show us the puppet.
I don't really want to.
Do it. You should do it.
Please.
I don't want to. Well, I feel like I'm going to disturb him up there, and then he's going to come alive at night and stab me.
No. It's okay. I think he'll love it.
I don't know.
He'll be excited.
Maybe
ecstatic.
One day.
Chucky.
What's his name? Can you tell us his name?
Chucky. I never named him.
Oh.
I know.
I own no name.
SpongeBob.
Nice.
Get
that one? Loser!
Loser.
You get that one?
Ace Ventura?
Nice.
See, I'm learning.
He's all grown up.
I'm trying.
He's all grown up. He's 21.
Well done, Kyle.
Is that just coffee in there, Kyle?
Jim Carrey.
Seems like there's a lot of milk or something in that.
S'mores creamer. Yeah. From Chobani.
I keep putting this on a different side every time, and it's really messing with me.
I love their creamers. They have
where is it from?
Chobani.
Ow, my labrum.
Chobani.
Well, it's from Target, but Chobani
is the brand of
is
creamer.
The brand. It's called S'mores.
Chobani, eat Greek yogurt.
It's delicious.
Oh, that Chobani.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the
same brand.
The other Chobani.
I think they have a white chocolate.
Chocolate.
Pumpkin spice now.
Good this guy stuff. Keeps talking about chocolate and still hasn't given me
still
any.
Still hasn't given me a
kick. This is kind of weird.
I don't think there's any chocolate. I keep it in the fridge. You can have one if
Speaking
you want.
Speaking of chocolate.
It's from Easter.
I like chocolate, man.
Would you like a piece?
I'm okay.
It's chocolate
you.
Caramel.
You want to share it?
No, I'm good, thanks.
I'll let you have the head. What?
Nothing.
When you had a coyote last night.
Oh my god, dude.
Did you kill it?
No. Ran inside.
Scary. Where was it?
Literally, do you know the bushes?
Yeah.
That I parked next to?
Yeah.
I was pulling into the driveway and I saw it. I'm like, there's a coyote behind that bush.
Yeah, they won't do anything.
He stood there and stared at me. I go, wow, you're holding your ground, dude.
Some of them are like...
So I left my gear in my truck and I went inside.
Was it big? Like, how big was it?
Looked like a full-grown dog.
Because I've seen one like in around Woburn and they're kind of smaller because it's like... There's not a lot for them to eat because there's not like woods. But then I see them at work and they are freaking huge, dude.
Yeah.
They're just chowing on baby bunnies the whole time.
I mean, yeah. Makes sense. What were we going to say? Sorry, I cut you off.
Something about chocolate.
When you have an animal candy, do you eat the head off? If it's not bite-sized, of course.
Like a massive rabbit.
Like if you get a Santa Claus, it's like 4 or 5 inches.
Wow, not that's like, huge.
I don't know if I can take that.
In your small mouth. That was good.
You can have another if you want.
Oh, no. Let's get Drew on a sugar high.
Well, speaking of chocolate, I would grab.
I got new ones at Costco.
I finally get chocolate.
I think that I do bite the head off. He finally gets the hit.
Hint.
I think, yeah, I do bite the head off. Do you?
Yeah.
You just. I mean, if it's like the bunny, you know, ear
quick,
first
painful
and just work your way
I mean,
down.
Yeah, you gotta go. You go top down.
Yeah. Just whatever's there.
Quick and painless, right? You know?
Yeah. I prefer a bite size, though. I don't care for the huge ones. Like a big hollow bunny. What's a hollow?
You don't
bunny?
Want hollow. No? I like, you know, like the solid one. The solid Santas that are like 4 or 5 inches.
Yeah, but there's like the huge ones that are like big. I don't want that. What am I going to do with that? Yeah. I can't even bite into that without breaking my tooth.
Yeah, I mean, crazy. The chocolate's all
crazy.
Hard as well.
I just don't think it's like the best chocolate either.
No.
Whoever's making those.
No, those are just quick. Bang them out.
Yeah.
Wrap them up.
Sell them. Because you know it's in every kid's Easter basket.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there.
It's stupid bunny.
Yeah, stupid bunny.
He's holding them like it's gold.
Is it a Reese's
bar? I got gold bars.
Yeah, I'm giving you a Reese's bar.
Or cup.
I don't know, we're all going to die.
Reese's cup.
So I got them at Costco.
Are these different
the Halloween
flavors? Or?
Yeah, different flavors.
Oh, the like green ones?
So I'm going to have you try them, yeah. Have you tried these yet?
Yeah, I took some out of your lunchbox.
See, this is something that I can enjoy. That's something
the back
that
rub?
That is okay.
You like the back rub?
Yeah, if you give me a back rub during the podcast, that's fine.
So first up, Witch's Brew.
Don't try and touch my penis.
First up, Witch's Brew.
I should go for that. It's on the back.
So these are all Kit Kats.
Witch's Brew.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Marshmallow?
I think that... Going forward for the rest of them, we shouldn't look at like what's in them, and we should try to guess what they're made of.
Okay, I'll unwrap these.
That's kind of cool. But for this one,
I
we
really
know it's marshmallow.
I mean, some of these Kit Kat wrappers are hard to open.
That's
my wrapper. They're green. They were white.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
I almost went back into the flavor.
First initial reactions.
I really stopped myself there. That was good.
Yeah, it was funny. If you stop yourself, well, you can take the dollar back.
No way.
50 cents.
He just intentionally is like, what the?
Dollar.
What do you think?
It should be 50 cents. Tastes like a Kit Kat.
Like but it's white, different.
It tastes like a white chocolate.
It's like white chocolate.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah. What do you think?
Sorry, I just need a break.
Better? Worse? Just need a break?
Kit Kat bar.
Better or worse than a regular Kit Kat?
Worse.
Worse. All these are going to be worse.
Glad we're on the same page. Well, I don't think all of them will be worse. Than the...
Your opinion holds no weight with me.
Yeah, I understand that. But I think that you'll understand once you
we should have spit have it. So we don't pollute the palate, Chris.
Oh, dang it.
Come on.
Oh, it's ruined. No, I
don't
want to see it.
If you don't want to see it.
I don't give.
This one's called
Ghost
Toast.
I don't give
toast.
A hoot.
Right,
maybe I'll... Okay.
We'll split this one. Drew said a swear.
I said hoot. Because how...
Hang on, you get...
Gabagoo. Gabagoo. All
right, they're trying the ghost toast now.
Go ahead.
Carney's trying. First bite. Big bite by Chris.
Oh, no. This guy gave me a broken Kit Kat.
Sorry.
The manners on this kid.
Okay. This is good.
What do you think?
A lot better than the other
Ooh.
One. This yeah. is really, really good.
This is why. I went mm-hmm. kind of the worst first.
Are these the only two?
Of different flavors, yes. Wow, you fit that whole thing in there.
Small mouth pack with punch. What?
What do you think?
What are you laughing at?
We're just tasting Kit Kats.
What do you think?
Tastes good.
I'm moving it over here again. It's a good Kit Kat, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
What does it taste like?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought, too.
And the milk chocolate's nice.
This is the last one.
You know, milk. Santa one?
It's not Santa. It's Count Dracula. You can save it for the end if you want. If you have too much or
Well, I
want to
taste this one because it's a normal one and then see if I like the
but
other
it's
one.
It's not.
Better.
It is normal. It's just Count Dracula.
It's just... It's not... It's
you going to break that? How are you going to break that?
I'm not...
See, gonna, this...
It's going to throw
is,
the ratios off.
This is why I got it. Because where do you first bite? You go legs or head?
Head.
Wow, the whole thing. Never mind. Do you think they taste better when they're shaped?
Mm-mm.
What about Reese's?
They taste worse.
Mm-hmm.
See, those mm-hmm. are way better than
mm-hmm.
the shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the footballs are way better.
No, the eggs.
Oh, the eggs are really good.
Mm.
The Santa Claus?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Kyle's the coolest guy you've ever met?
Mm-mm.
Scratch that.
Mm-mm. Pumpkins. Those are good.
Oh.
Pumpkin ones.
Yeah, I didn't even think of the pumpkin ones.
What? It's not over here. It's not.
You guys stop alternating.
I don't know what's going on.
We should get you a cup holder.
I would love a cup holder.
He should upgrade you.
Chocolate and peanut butter don't go together.
Sorry.
What?
You can't just say that and not follow up.
You don't like Reese's?
No. Too dry.
They are pretty dry.
Chocolate's dry.
Reese's dry. Like, yeah, the eggs Reese's are the best dry. One. Greasy's.
Yeah.
Back in the jar.
Totally. We need to get a jar.
Basically
hey, see
what
that,
he said,
that surf cup up
back
there?
In,
let's go.
Basically what jar. He just said, though.
I'm going to send you a Venmo request when this one comes
Damn
out.
Damn it.
It's like $450.
Oh, we were doing $20 to swear, right?
It's basically what you just said, though.
I don't like Reese's.
Egg ones are the best, man.
I did. Because that's what I've been told. I don't eat Reese's often.
Oh, so you just go off everyone else's opinion.
Well, no, it's your opinion because you were giving the...
That is true.
You haven't got the update, I see.
What update?
Nah, I got told to do that.
iOS 26. You guys really should. My group chat's looking great right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Do you have the update?
No, I don't think so.
That's so sad.
Our group chat looks very plain.
Dude.
And very dumb.
Oh, well, this is what it looks like for me. So if you guys update...
That's what it looks like?
We can all have...
I'm sorry, like what the hell? Okay, question. How much money would you have to be paid to just let your entire group chat out? For
ours?
for the entire world to just see?
Ours?
Sure.
Which one?
We'll go in stages here.
We're doing the fellas.
The fellas, yeah. Our group chat.
Dude, what's easier? Boys and girls club. Probably like
yeah,
probably
no,
like
$100.
Just
the three of us. Everybody on earth can see it.
Oh.
How much money would you have to be paid to allow that to happen? What is the price?
A lot of it is just stupid ideas.
Oh yeah, but
there's a few
things where no one can ever see that. There's a few things.
I mean,
don't even. I was gonna go with hockey group chat, but we can't.
No,
like,
no,
can't
no,
see
no,
the light
no,
of day. That
no.
can't see the light
honestly.
Of day ever. No, no. Okay, our group chat though.
Like us three.
Us three. There's a couple of spots in there.
There is some
where
weird
no one
spots.
Should ever see.
There's a couple of hiccups,
dude. Even just things like. Just.
There's a lot.
Not like. Necessarily inappropriate stuff, but like things that I wouldn't want my family to know that I've spoken about, you know, like just so like put a price on that, man.
Even today though,
what's your amount of money?
Even what we said today,
what did we say today? I don't remember.
I'll read it.
I'll believe
it.
Like, dude, I don't want my grandmother to know that I'm just calling Drew swear words half the time. Like,
like
Chris. Chris, you like, bleep, 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 bleep.
No, I'll bleep. Just go.
No, speak the words.
Because it's not anything bad.
Dude, it's just, not. Yeah, it's all it's fun just, and games and jokes. Shit. It's just stupid jokes. But you don't want anyone in your life to see that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want my grandmother knowing I was asking Drew for
8:30. How was practice? It was good.
See, it starts out normal, but then it goes.
Good. You had a good day. What'd you do? Dinner and dessert. Dessert? Winky face.
That's when it turned.
Oh, my God.
Where should we get tickets, Chris?
Who do you... I didn't ask him about that. I'm
reading.
Wait.
Hey,
wait, no, I have an answer from him.
I'm reading.
First time ever he's reading.
Dessert. Winky face.
Hey, can we also look at dessert?
Unfortunately, no winky face.
Can we look at how you spelt dessert?
I don't. I let him go, dude. He
desert.
Yeah.
You asked for a desert.
No.
You ate a desert.
Ate a desert. You loser.
There's only
you
one.
You can't eat sand.
Because
that's usually how our group chat goes. It's not like
who out of the
bad.
Three of us though is like the one that turns it south the most? Do you think?
Well, if we look at today,
then it's Kyle.
It was Kyle.
I don't know. I don't know where it goes south.
I don't know, man. Okay, anyway, what amount of money? A lot of money.
I mean, like,
people would be so disappointed.
Are people willing to buy this?
No one would, like, I don't think I get fired, but, like, people would just
be like. I absolutely would not.
No, I wouldn't get fired.
Anthony would be like, yeah, dude, you're so right. Give me some. Yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
It's like I was wondering too.
That Drew's made this one joke that like.
Which one? What's your number? Because you've had time to think about this.
I mean, are people willing to pay? Like, if I said $1 million, would they pay $1 million?
Probably not.
After we said
it's a hypothetical,
you'd be
question.
Very disappointed. Probably not.
No, everyone would just want to be in the dark about that stuff. I don't know. Maybe.
I think people would laugh.
Maybe. I mean, but then they'd be the. I mean.
$10 million.
I mean, above $10 million for it.
Yeah, dude. I mean, if you're on a $10 million, someone's gonna buy it. Why not go to 15?
I won't need a job.
Yeah,
so who cares if
leave
it gets
in
leaked,
the bank
right?
Get interest. Mm. I mean, you get 4% on $15 million.
It's pretty good.
That's a lot of money.
Pretty good.
I'm either getting $30 million or zero.
Dude, I'd be arrested.
I'm going to the casino.
Oh, I'm rad.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I'm hitting on all my 16s in blackjack. Bang.
I mean, it's $600,000 a year. You think you can live off $600,000 a year?
Yeah. 100%.
That's cutting it close, man. I don't know.
What do you mean?
It's tough to sustain the lifestyle that I'm currently living.
Currently living,
dude.
That's might not be enough money. I live a pretty demanding
pretty
lifestyle,
dude. Look at your clothes. Is that Gucci?
Yeah,
dude. He's got an Apple Watch. This guy,
yeah, dude. And it's broken, so it's like
it's just a
fancy,
screen protector.
You know, fancy stuff.
You can fix a screen?
No, I won't.
You won't get a new screen protector?
I'll get a new Apple Watch before I get a new screen protector.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Does that upset you? I'll just make Drew pay for this one.
Yeah, how much you sell? 15?
Grand, yes.
15 grand.
I got Tally a nice watch.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
$50. Steal.
Well, you can have this for 100.
I don't know. It's not gold.
All right, fine. 200.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Damn.
But I would have to get a new one first, because if I, like, went a day without it, I would lose my mind. It's just there now, and I have to have it.
What series do you want?
I don't even know.
Are you good with, like, the basic
ones? Yeah, I don't need anything fancy.
Because I have a Series 3 there.
As long as Snoopy's
up for
grabs.
I thought I was getting that.
It's on that table.
Oh, that's what I came here for. Last time when I had my bag and I was like looking around.
The podcast.
What'd you say, guys?
Damn it!
That's what it was.
Okay, Apple Watch.
Don't forget this time, Chris.
I have to wipe it.
Wipe it.
Or you can wipe it or whatever.
Well, you're going to have to take it off of Find Mine if you have the activation lock on.
Yeah.
I may or may not have looked at this once.
Learn that one the hard way.
That's right. He was so happy I found that.
I know, that's nice.
That's very nice.
I would have bought a new one that same day.
I know, I'm surprised you didn't have it. Have like, a new one.
I would have had a new one. I couldn't do it.
It's such a weird thing to
say.
Just
like, I took it off when I was just jumping in the water at Sculptured Rocks, and I was like, no. What the hell? Where is it? Where is it?
Yeah.
I was like, where'd it go?
It's such a weird thing to say, like, it's such a privileged thing to say, of like, oh, I can't live without my
God,
Apple.
I just have to go buy a new one.
Dude,
it's
a homeless
200
man
bucks.
Would punch me right square in the nutsack if you
but
heard
like,
me say that.
If you have it, you love it.
Yeah.
If you don't, you don't really care. You don't get it.
Yeah. You don't get
You're
it.
Not part of the club.
Drew's going to get it.
You can't hit your wrist and have things turn off.
Drew's going to.
Loser!
Drew's going to understand it now.
I know. He'll get it. Up. Once he gets it, he'll understand.
Unless he doesn't get a charger.
Or he'll get it and he'll be like, I hate this thing. And then he just throws it away the day of.
Just give it back to you.
Yeah. So now I have two Apple Watches. One.
What's the time over here? What's the time over here?
I can go stand on the border and just be like.
Well, I just put my hand to the west. Get a new top. Games this week?
$10,000 a day.
Okay.
For every day you don't shower. How many days are you going, Kyle? This isn't even a question for you. This is a question for Kyle, because Kyle takes about 5 showers per day.
It's only 2.
Yeah, you take about 5.
How many have you taken a day?
1.
He'll take
one.
He'll take one
after
this.
Yeah, I'll take one after.
Yeah,
I love.
You shower in the morning today?
No, I don't shower in the morning.
Uh-huh.
$10,000 for every day you don't shower. How many are you doing?
What am I doing? Am I still working and stuff?
Yeah, you're doing your normal life.
Am I still seeing Tenley?
Normal every day.
See, that's where it's gonna get hard.
Yeah, normal life. Whatever you're living now, that's.
I mean,
what you're
I can
doing.
Do it. I don't care. She yells at me every day, anyways.
I think I would do I could probably get $10,000.
I'd do like 10 days, I don't know.
Or like 15.
Can I like go jump in a pool? Or like, is this strict no water?
No water.
Strict no water. External water.
No external water.
Yeah.
And if you go, oops, I spilled my bottle of water on me, then shame on you, no money.
Yeah, probably.
If I get caught in the rain at work, is that a, not like a, an,
you must use an umbrella.
Gosh. That would be even worse.
Yeah, you can't work outside. Sorry, boss. Yeah.
You get all, well, no, smell, I mean,
yeah,
after you get
worse.
Wet
you would
stuff?
Smell worse once you dry out. Oh. So maybe that's okay then.
Probably $10,000.
$10,000?
I'd either get $10,000 or $20,000.
I mean, I could do a week.
I could do a week easy.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
If
that's
I'm
probably
living
the
right
answer. About a week.
If I'm living the life that
week
I am
to
now.
Week to 10 days, you know.
If I, like, couldn't shower, that's different. Like, I could do
I
it.
I mean, like, 3 or 4 days, you know, that's no problem. And then, you know, really start to stink.
Yeah. I mean, think about it this way, though. You could go.
But, like, I know I'm getting $10,000 a day I don't shower. Then I could do.
You go 20 days, and then you're like, I'm good for the year. I don't have to work anymore, you know?
Well.
Just go 20 days with no shower.
Yeah.
That's a strat. You could
go take
30.
Right there.
You
all
go 100 days.
Yeah.
No you shower.
Don't have to work.
You don't even have to work.
You don't have to work. After 20 days. You can take all the showers you want.
Can you wear colognes?
Oh yeah.
No
deodorant. No.
No deodorant.
No small goods.
I'll give you deodorant, but
do I get to light my candles?
That doesn't even work for me anyway. So
you can light your candles. I'll let you light because you just had a monster sale, so I don't want to ruin that for you. I don't want to ruin that for you.
Yeah, more realistically, I could probably go about a week or two.
Yeah, it's probably the right.
Because I don't think
I would go insane after like 10 days. I'd lose my mind. Dude, yeah. Think about how greasy and
you can't shave.
Your hair would be.
You can shave or no?
You can shave. You don't have to shower to shave.
That's water.
I don't use water when I shave. Electric.
You don't use water when you shave?
No.
Oh.
What do you need that for?
For the razor.
No. Electric.
Well, do you use the handheld one?
Mine's handheld, too. You got one of those.
No, it's a flip.
I said that wrong. One of, like, the old-timey ones.
The straight blade?
No. Yeah.
Mine's a five blade. It's for sensitive skin. I have sensitive skin. I'm cool.
I'm sensitive.
But you don't have an electric one?
No. I just go straight.
What do you
have? I did that for a while. Mine is the Man Spot electric one.
Mm-hmm. Fancy.
Not Manscaped. Oh, Man Spot. So fancy. About $45 cheaper.
Is it from Costco?
Amazon. Because that's where things are made now.
What?
That's where things come from now.
Amazon builds stuff?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Amazon's taking over.
Oh, real quick, do you think the Red Sox should make the playoffs?
Well, hold on. You need this. Give me this. Once Kyle sits down, you can give me the sports entry.
Thank you, Kyle. What he did. But, like,
all right,
a
now,
foot taller.
Sports!
Now? Good Christopher!
What? Not no, that! Not, no, the oh. Sports!
What?
Letters, Drew.
JFFSWTF.
Let him do it.
JFFSWTF.
Bang! Drew. Nice. All right. Go ahead.
You think the Red Sox can make the playoffs?
I don't know. I kind of tapped out now that football started. I just pissed off. Dude, I only watched baseball because there was nothing else on in the sports world.
Okay. Do you think the Patriots are going to make the playoffs?
Maybe.
Did you watch the game?
Yeah, I did.
You did good?
Yeah, it was a good game. Played well. I mean, Dolphins suck.
Yeah.
They are terrible.
God bless you. Thank you.
They play the Bills.
I mean, the best part of that game tonight. Tonight's Thursday.
Tonight's Thursday.
The best part of that game was Vrabel running down the sidelines.
I know. Yeah, that was awesome.
He was
I was so nervous he was going to slip, and then there's the head coach. There goes his ACL.
He's in a wheelchair on the game with the,
I know.
The
I
sheet.
Know.
Yeah, we're going to run a...
Would that be kind of tough, or... No.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, God forbid he tore his labrum or something. Ugh.
God.
Goodness gracious.
Okay, that was that. This is no fun.
Yeah, NHL. This weekend.
It's just
Bruins.
I love this because then he's not going to watch another single Pats game.
No, that's not true.
No, that's not true.
The NHL,
are you watching tonight?
If I make it home in time.
You going to watch the...
Well, if you don't make it home by 8:30, you not watch...
Do you know who's playing tonight?
Yeah, the Bills and the Dolphins.
Obviously.
Idiot.
Where you have to watch it.
You could
have
offered me $100,000 if I knew that question. Oh. I wouldn't be able to do it.
I don't know where to watch it. DirecTV, because that's what I watch it on. It's got everything. Fox, CBS, NBC. It's one of those. One of those.
I don't know, man.
All right. Kyle's favorite game. Sports trivia.
Of all games. All right, go.
7-game series. So I just have 7 questions and first to get 4.
How many points is a touchdown?
6.
Great job, Kyle.
It's actually not one of the questions.
Dude, he missed 2 extra points.
Oh, my God. In a row. Like, what are we doing? He is a rookie, so...
It's an extra point.
But I know.
In Miami.
How far is that? Like 30 yards?
Yeah.
In Miami with Windy day out, man. Windy day in Miami. Yeah, that was brutal, though. Watching that, I couldn't believe it. I thought we were going to lose because of that.
Yeah.
But we pulled it off. Okay.
Work, brain, work.
This is an NHL question up first. Where did the Winnipeg Jets play before they were in Winnipeg?
Winnipeg, duh.
Before they were in Winnipeg. You can just shout it out.
Colorado?
No.
Utah?
It's not a team that exists.
That Kyle, you can just shout it out.
You can just shout it out, Kyle. Do you know it?
No.
Oh.
Ottawa? Canada or U.S.?
U.S.
Damn it.
Hartford Whalers.
Down south a little bit.
Oh, a little bit. Down, little
bit Arizona.
Down south.
He's a true country boy.
No, not that far. Not that far.
Arizona.
More east.
North Carolina. Seattle. South Carolina.
No, what east? The hell?
Maryland.
California.
Scratch Vermont. This. We're asking Kyle geography questions.
Virginia. West Virginia.
No. New Mexico.
Texas. Bombay. Georgia. Atlanta.
Arkansas.
Georgia? Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Oh.
The Atlanta Thrashers.
Oh. Go, Drew.
Ew, Drew.
They went, like, completely.
Dude, they were like, yeah. F it. We hate it here. All the way north, where it's cold.
Let's go pay taxes.
This is NBA, by the way. Who is the all-time
Larbert
leading scorer in the NBA?
LeBron Michael James. Jordan.
Nope. I knew Kyle was going to say that. This is the only answer for the basketball
LeBron
question.
James.
All right. Drew's out to a 2-0 lead. Come on, Kyle.
This is unfortunate.
What city did the Dodgers play in before moving
Boston.
To L.A.?
L.A.
Before moving to L.A.
Boston.
Well, you didn't finish the question.
They played in Boston.
You ain't your buzzer. Boston.
Nope. Yeah, I like that better. Hit a buzzer. Someone hit a buzzer.
Boston.
No, it's not Boston.
They were Boston.
They were not in Boston.
Connecticut. Rhode Island.
L.A. Dodgers. This is also according to ChatGPT.
Maine. New England.
Go
Midwest.
Ahead, try it. Don't. You can't yet. You can't yet. You have to wait because it'll give it away, and you know that.
Seattle.
I don't care.
Down. Down.
Oregon.
Down. Badger.
Miami.
Oregon.
Badger.
Miami.
There was two Boston teams, the Dodgers and the Red Sox.
Oh, fuck.
LA Kings.
I'll look it up for you.
Enter password.
East Coast. But not on the coast.
New York. Long Island.
Give me a city.
Manhattan.
No.
Albany.
No.
Niagara Falls.
No. What?
Hartford Whalers.
No.
What? Buffalo.
Nope.
Can you look this up, Chris?
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
Where the Giants play.
San Francisco?
Brooklyn.
49ers.
Kyle got it. Brooklyn.
Yes! You suck. You suck. You're like a vacuum. You're like a shop vac. You suck and blow.
Am I wrong?
You are wrong.
You're like a black hole.
Brooklyn, New York for the Dodgers. Get a load of this guy.
You're like a black hole
doesn't
in space.
Know nothing. All right, Kyle is on the board.
You're like Patrick whenever he eats.
All right, now he's looking it up himself.
He doesn't trust it.
No, he doesn't. Trust the internet, Drew. The internet
everything's real on it.
Yeah, everything. Never mind. Are you ready for the next question?
I'm sure.
Oh, you're wrong, aren't you?
What? No, I don't know. Nothing came up with that.
Drew's wrong.
I was probably wrong.
Which NFL team has appeared, not one, appeared in the most Super Bowls?
New England.
Yeah, Kyle. Are you alive, dude? Are you okay?
Do I need to do all of them?
No, there's just one.
Okay, sweet.
The most. New England with 11. So it's 2-2 now.
Who has the most Lombardi trophies? Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Okay.
Tiger Woods.
Who is the all-time leading scorer? By the way, this is soccer.
Wayne Gretzky.
In men's international soccer.
Messi.
Messi.
Nope.
Ronaldo. Ronaldo.
Yes! 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 Got a buzz, Carney. Got a buzz.
Don't I'm gonna slap your shoulder.
No, that's a penalty.
I gotta
if
sit
you do
over
it.
There. Okay,
that's
who
a
was?
Penalty.
This is NHL, Game 6.
Wayne Gretzky.
Who was?
Betsy.
The first American NHL team to win the Stanley Cup. It's not the Bruins.
Rangers.
Yes.
Yeah.
It all comes down to this.
Thank Kyle. Thank
this is the NFL.
Not my strong
suit. Tom Brady.
Which team won the very first Super Bowl?
Packers.
Packers.
I swear to
he
God.
He buzzed first. Aww. He buzzed first. Packers. Well
and
done,
I said Drew. It twice.
Well done, Drew. We were looking for a buzz there. But God, you pulled through, Drew.
This guy's making that's rules up halfway through the game.
Yeah, because it's more fun that way. Yeah. Screw with you guys.
You just keep yelling at me. You're like touching your shoulder. Now I have to slap your shoulder. I got an
ow,
answer. I know the answer. I know the answer.
My labrum.
Give me your other shoulder.
Ow. You lose. Sorry. You made it
I
interesting,
can't believe I made it.
That was really good.
Game seven,
dude. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I think I like the seven-game series more.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting that way.
I'd like to thank my sponsors. Buzz 30, shop at buzz30.store, and Maggie's Farm.
New game. Try something new. Yeah. Might not work, but it might work. It's called Find the Connection.
Okay.
I'm going to give you four things, and you have to tell me how they are connected.
Was this the New York Times?
I didn't know they did that.
This guy.
ChatGPT told me that. I don't
know this
play
one.
The smart people games.
I suck at this one, but
maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't.
Today?
I don't know how easy or how hard they are. So next time,
next
I might
he's gonna
have to
give
make
us
them harder.
Wordle.
But I didn't know they did Wordle.
You didn't know they did Wordle?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. That was just a joke.
Yeah, say. Here we go.
Okay. First thing. What do these four things have in common? These are sports teams.
Ah, nothing. Sports. Oh, got it. Nah, next.
The Boston Bruins. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the New England Patriots, and the Chicago Blackhawks.
They're all sports teams.
Nope. That's not the connection.
I would have said black and gold, but
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. You had that going for the first deal,
yeah.
You know?
Bruins, Penguins, Steelers, Pats.
Blackhawks.
Oh. See, because I would have, you know, but no.
East Coast.
The Blackhawks? Chicago.
Can you please stop touching your mic like that? Well,
that's worse.
Chicago.
That's worse. Bruins, Steelers. Patriots, Blackhawks.
Throw multiple syllables.
I-N-S 6.
Nope, not letters. Go away from letters.
B-L-A-C-K-H. That's more than six.
Go away from the letters. Whoa.
Their original team?
No.
Their original.
I like that number, though.
Six? They have six championships?
There it is, Kyle. Wow. Six championships. They all have six championships.
Surprised
well
we got there.
Yeah, that was good.
Sports teams. I like I'll my original answer.
That was wrong, Drew. Okay. What's the connection between these four cities? Houston.
All cities.
New York, Chicago,
all in America.
And L.A.
They're all in America.
Nope.
Houston, New
he's
York,
such a bum sometimes.
Chicago and LA.
He's overstimulated. He's done with this.
He doesn't have his fidget spinner.
I know. He didn't grab it.
I
you can go pee.
Yeah. New York.
It's
Chicago,
not a locked door. It's never locked.
In LA.
It's kind of like the escape
in
room.
The cage.
You're not in a cage right now.
Houston, New York, Chicago, and LA.
They have four major sports teams?
No. That's not the connection we're looking for.
They're huge? Their population?
Mm.
Okay.
They all have
a huge population?
Oh,
they're the four biggest population in the United States. Nice.
I'm 2 for 2.
This gets your brain working a
Drew's
little bit.
Done over
there. Drew dude, not I, like I've given game. 2 great answers. I've given 3 great answers already.
And you know what's crazy? No, he doesn't is that watch. Great answers can also be wrong.
Well, they just weren't the answer you were looking for. They were right.
Which makes it wrong. Okay. Cheetos, Doritos, Lay's, and Fritos.
Cheetos.
No.
They're all snacks. dude, I'm going to keep giving the...
They all get the puff.
Nope.
They're all owned by Lay's.
There it is, Drew!
Wow.
Ew. Okay. Lightning Bolt.
Lightning McKinney.
Bullet.
They all go so fast.
Ink. And Mushroom.
Oh. See, in the Civil War...
They're all they super all... rare.
Nope. This one really gets thinking.
You don't want any of them.
Yeah. Oh. You definitely don't want any of them, but that's not it. Sometimes you need an ink for your printer, so.
I don't print anything.
Yeah. Lightning Bolt, Bullet, Mushroom, and Ink.
Oh, they're all in Mario Kart.
There it is, Drew. Well done.
How'd you get there?
Well done, Carney.
How in the world did your mind
mushroom
go?
Mushroom is the one that's going to help you there.
Wow.
Yeah, I was thinking what is
I couldn't
mushroom.
Say shell because shell would have just...
No, I was thinking what is mushroom.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I don't know. It just nice. Popped.
Great job.
Yeah, so those are the 4 I got.
That was
you
incredible.
Should do more.
That
those are good.
Yeah, you
yeah,
like those?
Yeah, do another one.
You like those? I
do
don't.
One. We're tied. We're tied. You got to do another one.
Oh, dude.
You didn't bring a tiebreaker?
No, I didn't.
That's
I,
so unlike you, Chris.
It is unlike
it's
me.
It's so unlike you.
It is unlike
you. You know what? I'm going to go to the bathroom and give you some time to make a tiebreaker.
ChatGPT's TPT.
Chat
GPT. Salad, right?
Yeah.
Sure. It sucks as ChatGPT was giving me the worst ones. And I actually made my own.
Really?
Yeah. That's those are cool. ones I came up with. I came up with the whole game by myself, too.
Great job.
Yeah, I was proud of that one.
You should be.
I that's, thought that would be fun to play.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I like that game. ChatGPT just does what... I can't say that, Chat. just does what Drew says. Like...
Really?
Just names types of cheeses, and then the connection is, they're types of cheese. That's all ChatGPT does.
Yeah.
I'm right.
Dude, are you ChatGPT? Is that why you went to the bathroom? You answered? Could you imagine if that's like...
All right, I'm just going to give you the first one that comes up, okay? All right. Alexander Hamilton, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson,
Founding
James
Fathers.
Madison.
They're all presidents.
Ew, Drew. Let's go through
no.
these.
They're not
let's
presidents. No. Hamilton was never a president.
Good job. Good job. Oslo, Stockholm,
Chris,
Copenhagen, president. Helsinki. James Monroe.
Can we go back to what were you saying there?
Oslo, Stockholm, Copenhagen, Helsinki.
Swedish.
No. This one's kind of hard, actually.
They're all neutral.
Geography. Kyle's our geography specialist.
They in Europe?
They're all neutral cities.
They're capitals of Nordic countries.
Yeah, that's what I Nordica? Said.
Atticus Finch, Jay Gatsby, Holden Caulfield,
writers.
And Hester
writers.
Prynne.
Jay Gatsby? Fictional characters.
Where?
In books.
In To Kill a Mockingbird.
American novels. Oh. Helium,
the great
neon,
Gatsby. Great
argon,
movie.
Krypton.
What?
Krypton? Like Spider-Man?
Helium, neon,
they're all elements.
Argon. Yep.
Dude, I'm crushing it.
Freddie Mercury, Brian May,
singers.
Roger Taylor, John Deacon.
Musicians.
No.
Musicians.
Go further.
They're all writers. Songwriters.
Rock musicians.
First one's going to help you.
Freddie?
First one's going to help you.
They're all in Queens.
Yeah.
They're all Queens.
See how stupid these are?
Yeah.
Can we weren't get mine
a
way
one?
More
I thought
fun?
We were doing a hard one.
Harder.
Harder.
That's what she said.
Harder, GPT. I don't even know how to say that word.
Skip it.
Higgs, Fermi, Dirac, and Planck. Science.
Things on a farm. This is
about science.
Yeah, well, next
we're
one.
Gonna skip that one. Dorian Gray, Dr. Jekyll, Victor Frankenstein, and Heathcliff.
They're all fictional characters in horror movies.
Close enough. Volga, Danube, Rhine, and sign.
I don't know any of those words.
Neither do I. A Night at the Opera, The Movies. Wall, Dark Side of the Moon, Rumors.
Shakespeare plays.
No.
Plays. Movies.
No.
Operas? Operas? I don't know. The Night Museum? What was the first one?
A Night at the Opera, The Wall, Night at the Opera. Dark Side of the Moon, and Rumors.
I don't know.
It is iconic rock albums.
Oh.
So that's a hard one. Anyway.
Too hard, TBG.
Oh, okay, yeah. If you found $10 million lying on the ground, but you had...
In my back pocket. No, what? Still going?
Front pocket.
You had to spend a year in jail for every million that you kept for yourself. Like, without saying, hey, cops, I found this. This isn't mine. It's just millions of dollars here. You keep $1 million, you spend a year in jail. How much are you keeping?
What? How jail-y is it? Is this, like, a maximum security, or is this, like...
Just regular jail.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd, like... Do I find it in the woods? Like,
just on the street.
It doesn't matter where you find it. No matter what you get.
No matter what. If you keep $3 million for yourself, you can keep that, but you have to spend 3 years in jail.
It doesn't matter how you find it.
Doesn't matter how you find it. That is irrelevant.
We should go lock the door.
He said it wasn't locked. That'd be funny. He might get upset. Yeah. That's true. It's true.
I mean, if it's like...
Two?
What?
Million?
I mean, it depends on what type of prison I'm in. If I'm in a supermax, like...
Alcatraz.
If I'm in Alcatraz, no. But, like, if I'm in just, like, a bunch of white-collar criminals, I'd be like a year or two.
I'm in here for fraud.
Yeah, or, like...
Sure. Same. Same.
Yeah. Embezzlement.
Yeah. Some money laundering.
I mean, that's different then.
Give me some good money laundering, you know?
Yeah.
Give me some of that.
I mean, that's super different then.
Right.
I'm in here, I killed 52 people.
A little different, yeah.
A little different. I don't want to be in that jail. I want to be in this other one.
The easy jail, yeah. Please. Yeah, that'd be a little
Maybe
bit
get like a work visa and you go work construction or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Visa.
And then you can start spending that too. Get on that, yeah.
Do that commissary? I'd be running that thing.
Oh my god! Ooh,
maybe
absolutely.
It wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, maybe not.
It's like,
if you're in there with just a bunch of money laundering nerds, then
yeah, because they get all their money taken.
Yeah,
and then like I have just $2 million. He has the key.
You said
Damn
it's never
it.
Locked.
Where's what? The key?
You said it's never locked.
I'm gonna tell you where the key is.
It's definitely on the top.
No. Deadass, it's not on the top.
It's on the top, of the closet.
Nope.
Oh, it's the one on the chair rail out there.
Under the rug.
Yeah, I keep it under the rug.
In here.
Did you see the stick that came in?
Yeah. Escape room all over again. Anyway, how many years are you going to go to jail for?
I don't know. I don't know if I'll take it. If I knew that I was going to jail. That's why you're not
Got him.
So you're not the key guy.
I'm the passcode guy in the breakup.
Yeah. The reading one.
Yeah, the reading one. I unscramble the letters.
How much do you take?
This one goes there. One. One.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe two. I don't know.
I don't know. I think
I could do a year just...
To do a year
mind my own business, low profile. What are you crunching over there?
If you take $5,479, that's 2 days in prison. So, like, times two, you got 4 days, it's $10,000. 8 days is $20,000.
8 days.
8 days. Well, technically, you only said you spend a year in prison for each million. So could I take $999,000?
No.
Good point.
In this point?
No, you can only take at least a million.
So you have to take at least a million?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You should tell me what
you
do in PT.
I don't think I'll take it.
You should tell me what you do in PT.
You should.
Seeing my shoulders not the best.
Huh? All right, I'll, you know.
What's the
you
next
You
want to
just come with me?
Yeah.
He's, hey, he's just tagging along.
Hey, I'm here. Can he's you not, also do, like, half shoulder, half hip type
he's
thing?
He's not getting free therapy. That's not happening at all. No, that's... God, why would he do
if
that?
If I hypothetically had a hip issue, not that I do, ask for a friend, maybe. I'd take a million.
Last hypothetical. Go.
So I guess this isn't really hypothetical, but I thought it'd be fun. do you think that you could pass the police physical test?
Can What's I have, let me know what the test is?
That's what I'm going to do right now.
Okay, cool.
That was just the that was state? Just for the for the short clip.
Oh, perfect.
Intro, yeah. You know,
is this the state test?
This is the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Office of Public Safety and Security Municipal Police Training Committee. That is what I am getting this from.
The training center is behind Market Street.
Okay.
My uncle helped design that.
Do you want the time to graduate?
I want bare minimum in order to pass.
Okay.
Do bare minimum, then the other one.
Well, there's like ones that you need to hit to get into the police academy, and then ones you need to hit to leave.
What do I need to do to leave? Is it harder to leave or harder to get in?
Do both. Go.
Okay. All right. 1 minute. You have 1 minute to do push-ups.
How many?
That's stupid. It's the same to leave. No, it's not.
Okay. How many push-ups?
26 in 1 minute.
Yeah.
26 push-ups in 1 minute.
I could do it.
I could not.
Well, yeah, it's different.
Yeah, I could not.
I mean, that'd be hard. I don't think I could.
I could.
I mean, I might be able to.
I could 100% do it.
I think I could if I...
Wasn't busted.
If I worked. If my body worked.
I mean, if I knew I was going into
there's
it.
There's ones for different ages, but for our age group, which is 20 to 29, because... You have to be 20 to go into the academy. Yeah, you have to be 21 to be hired on as a police officer. I guess you can't really arrest people for drinking if you can't legally drink yourself. plank, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Got to hold a 30-second plank.
I could.
A 1.5-mile walk / run. 13 minutes and 16 seconds. I would
100%
effing crush that.
We would crush it.
Dude, we would fly through that.
We
would... sorry. <Yeah. laughs> We would fly through that, dude. That is light work. Man, yeah. I want my police officers doing a little more, maybe. 300-meter run. 62.1.
What?
Seconds, sorry.
How far is that?
Ooh.
300 meters.
Yeah, but like...
Don't ask. I don't know.
It's like 3/4 of
Drew,
a lap of a track.
How many? What?
3/4 of a lap of a track.
In under a minute?
In a minute and 6 seconds.
I could 100% do that.
Yeah. So that's in the beginning.
So are these...
Get in.
That's 984 feet.
Thank you.
So that narrows it down.
What do you want? Yards?
Centimeters, please.
328 yards.
I like the track on it. Like
miles?
Yeah.
0.18 miles.
So do you do...
nanometers? 3E plus 11 nanometers?
Carry the one.
Perfect.
Inches, 11,811. Nautical miles, 0.16.
Oh.
So okay. You just like, you know, you're in the boat.
You should have started with that.
You're in the boat, you know, you're cruising in the boat, you know, few waves, few waves.
All right.
So is this, you do the sprint, and then you do the run, and then you do the push-ups?
I don't know
do
how they do that,
or do you end with the run?
I'm not sure.
Is it all one day?
I would assume so.
Probably. I mean,
yeah, I don't think they'd be having
to come back.
It doesn't
say it on here.
Is that it, or is there more?
Those are the four.
So that's how to get
in. And then there's, once you're in week 14, then it gets a little harder, and then...
to get out, what do you
need
to do?
To get out? 29 push-ups in a minute.
I can do that.
1 minute plank.
Yep.
12 minute, 38 second, mile and a half.
Yeah.
And 59 second, 300 meter run.
That one could get tough. The nanometers
the
really got got me.
The nautical miles.
That's tough.
But you got to think about nautical miles.
Really put it
into
perspective.
I saw a guy.
I bet you I could do
it. I think I could.
I could 100%.
What do you think you could do?
I get 100%.
I think the hardest part would be the push-ups. And, yeah. Oh, you know, the time things. 100%. But,
I mean, do you have to do, like, the pacer test type tempo?
No, like, you just run the 300 meters.
No, like, the for the push-ups.
I'm sure they're pretty strict push-ups.
Do you know that? It's, like, yeah.
Down.
Yeah. Up, oh, one, yeah, you have one. To, your chest has to, like, touch the ground.
But can you go fast, or is it, like, a...
Probably. I would assume so, yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't know if they make
I get 100%.
If you just go down and then up, you're doing it at their pace. You only have a minute to do it.
That is true. Yeah, I could do it. 100%.
Yeah. All right, well.
I feel confident in that.
You could probably be a cop.
We should have him do it after.
I don't know.
We can. We can go to the track right now.
I don't know.
I'll go to the track. I gotta go watch football. Bills versus Miami. You know, if I get there at 9 o'clock, you know, the first quarter's gonna be over.
I don't know yet.
Well, can you let me know if Drew stops yelling at me?
You guys can go.
Do you not already have tickets?
Huh?
Do you have tickets already?
No.
We can just buy tickets. I don't think it's gonna be a sold out event, dude.
Well, no, I'm not worried about that. But I'd like to just buy the tickets.
You just want to buy all of them?
Yeah, why
would this guy
just buy the 5 tickets?
What are you doing on Sunday? You going candle shopping again?
Yeah, no,
no, he's going to get scarves this time. It's getting chilly.
He's getting his nails done. Sorry,
maybe purses.
Sorry,
I'll wait.
Purses, satchels.
It's all the time we got here at the Just for Fun podcast. Hope you had fun. Follow us on TikTok,
going to get scrunchies,
Instagram. YouTube Shorts, eat at Maggie's Farm, shop at Buzz 30.
Go Maggie's Farm.
And hope you have
go
fun.
Go get some candles. Oh, wait, no, the deal's done. The candles. You missed the deal.
You missed it. More candles for Kyle.